Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 64th Berlin International Film Festival, joined by Margaret Olin, one of the directors of Cathedrals of Culture. Margaret, can you tell us how you got involved in the project?
Yes, I can. I was the last director that came on board this ship. I was asked by Neue Rogue Movies in August, and I was filming already in October. Yes. And I have never done anything in 3D before. So for me it was quite a challenge, and I was also directing a play at the National Theatre in Oslo at the same time, or we started the rehearsals in late October, so it was, I didn't even dare to say that I was doing a film at the same time, because it was the first play that I directed at the National Theatre. But I got this question if I wanted to join the group and do the last film. And I was also asked to do the Oslo Opera House. I think that when all the other directors had chosen their building, and they had to like that it should fit together, and they wanted to have this building. And for me, and because what the Opera House means for the citizens of my city, it was quite easy to say yes. Even though I am a documentary filmmaker that mostly I've done social political documentaries that creates debate, I've done films about asylum policy and how we treat the elderly people, and that's a school system, and quite critical films. So it's a different approach making a film like that, and that is also something that I like to have an invitation. The film is already financed, and you go in and do a work as a director, and it's like, because I'm a producer myself, so I'm used to do all of the work. Yes.
So you didn't pick the Oslo Opera House, it was almost picked for you. So you have to find something about it that spoke to you really personally.
Yeah.
How did you find that within the building?
Yeah. I wrote an article about the house that was also printed internationally when the house was finished. So I've felt related to the area for a very long time. And that is because I made a film 12 years ago, where I followed prostitutes and people with heavy drug problems, on heroin, and this was their quarters. The prostitutes took their customers to the harbor, exactly where the Opera House is today. And for me, this was an area that everything was about death. And after that, always new life arises, and this is a building that is changing this part of the city. So for me it was like when we in 2007-2008 when the building was finished, I thought that art always gets its material from real life, and hopefully someday at one of Europe's most modern stages we will have the stories of what is hidden in the gravel underneath this building, because that is the stories that apply to me or that I'm interested in. So for me, I have a strong connection to this area, and I think it is good that we suddenly have a house in Norway that says that we put art in the center, because Norway is about sports and mountain climbing and skiing, and is not about art, and especially not high art or fine art at all. But one of the first things that I did was that I talked to the architects at Snøhetta and their thoughts when they constructed the building, and they told me that they wanted the building to reflect values of the Norwegian social democracy, and our first and foremost value is equality, and I think gender equality. That is why I had the voiceover myself, that I thought that being in the building, then when it started to speak to me, it is a female voice. but also the inside and the outside is equally important, and that the citizens of Oslo take their guests to the opera house. Everyone now, you go to Oslo to see the opera house. It is the Norwegian tourist attraction number one, before the mountains and the fjords. And that they really have succeeded in that, welcoming everybody in, that it is not only people that go to this house to experience opera, because not everyone in a society does, but they go there to have picnic, to take their morning swim bath. There is a Tai Chi group coming every morning, like, I don't know what they're doing, but they're receiving power, or they're giving something, they're healing the Norwegian society, I don't know, but they're coming there. And they told me that they really felt that they have been given this space or this place to be by this their city. So everyone can use it, and kindergarten and schools, they come there and they like hang out there, eating there, and yeah. So and people go on the roof to have dating, and I also screened one of my films, like an outdoor screening on the roof, and it was packed, like in the autumn when it's dark in the evening, and we screen films there, and it's like yeah.
What about 3D? I mean, how did that impact the film?
Yes, that was one of the other reasons why I said yes to this. Because, you know, film is a language and you have different tools, and this is to be given a new tool. And I only had it in my hand for like 5 days and then it was over. But I think it was fantastic, like to try out something that can do things with how my audience experienced the movie. I think close-ups in 3D is fantastic, and that we can portray people's faces and bodies in a new way. That 3D has an emotional aspect to it that we normally don't see, because it's more used in like this effects, special effects. But I think 3D, as Wim Wenders, that 3D can be developed more, and especially in documentaries.
Because you said that that 3D hasn't been explored in an emotional way too, which also I agree with, because you know we only see it in blockbusters days. How much did it actually impact the way that you shot the piece? And do you feel like that you had to adapt your style of filmmaking, or did you, you know, go for your own style of filmmaking with the 3D technology?
I think both, but I worked with Josephine DeRope, that also worked with Wim Wenders. She's his stereographer, and she came also to Oslo, and so she was the one that explained and like was giving me and my DOP a course in 3D. It is two cameras that are put together, and the equipment is quite easy to work with. It's not that it's too heavy, or so we used the Steadicam a lot, and so we could work in a way that I normally do my shootings. So that wasn't like a barrel to the approach how we worked it, but of course the thinking of the images, that so we were thinking to shoot things that would be nice in 3D, to explore in 3D. But the way we worked on set wasn't that much different. We had one or two persons more around the camera, but that was it.
Thank you very much, Margaret Olin. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.